Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Hello, chicken.
Hello.
Hello.
Puffcast.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard. The outrageous Scott Brennan.
Outrageous.
Punctual Toby Sullivan.
We've got all...
Oh, sorry I'm late.
We've gone off on a barbershop quartet music theatre.
After this, we're going to do our Cole Porter medley.
And in between, I'll be doing my coming out monologue.
Well, we should see if some cunt wants to pay for this.
Yeah.
He's a sponsor.
Puffcast.
All right, it is time to talk to our local gay business tycoon, Grunty McFuckring. And he has another of his exciting community business interests.
Wow.
Grunty, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, it's you, faggot. I would never have come to the fucking phone if I'd known. I've been fucking hoodwinked, I have. This is bullshit. One of the bussies told me it was a telemarketer selling bulk telephone plans. I mean, I don't need a new plan. I was just looking forward to chewing out some fucking student for being a loser. you fucking bone smugglers will have to do. Losers! Losers, get fucked!
Hey, Grunty.
All right, okay. All right.
Scott, we've got to be polite. He's paying us.
I know, okay.
He's a sponsor.
Right. Come on, time is fucking money. Tick-tock, ka-ching, come on!
So, Grunty, as well as your expanding chain of gay bars that you own...
Yes, Starfox, yes, proud.
I understand you're about to launch a new community newspaper.
Oh, check out the research skills on this bitch. Hey, Bickmore, you should be on Four Corners. In your case, fucking Four Fingers, you fucking... Job jockeys. Jesus Christ. But a fucking gentleman to stretch a point, all jokes aside, which is strange because you fucking old astronauts haven't fucking made any yet. Now that you mention it, yes, I am launching a new street publication this month. It's called the Urban Village Fagazine. Full of news, reviews, listings and gossip.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Because the fuck it is.
Yeah. When you say full, what, like... Full of news and stuff. What exactly do you mean by full?
Page and a half. Yeah, page and a half of news, reviews, listing and gossip. The rest of ads is ads for hair removal and warehouse renovations. and to be fair, there is another half page of stock photos from Mardi Gras parades from the 80s because the copyright lapsed in 92. You know, bitch tits and drag queens pissing in the gutter, that sort of bullshit. You know, just to keep the fluff turning pages.
Right, so most of it is ads.
Oh, fuck off! What did you think it was going to be full of, you fucking bitch? Rainbows and kittens and Zac Efron cum rags. Fucking simpletons. How the fuck do you think I pay for this shit rag? Do you think I get one of the buses to tickle my nutsack and newsprint rolls out of my hairy ass like a Rupert Murdoch Pez dispenser? You fucking green voters shit me up the wall. No, it's full of that. Oh, it's full of ads. Corners don't cut themselves, you fucking benders. What's going to pay for my boat? You? Nah, I didn't think so. Too fucking busy below decks polishing doorknobs with Roger the cabin boy. That's a big fucking surprise right there. Stick it up your ass. Sorry, Media Watch. Until fucking Santa comes down my chimney and lets me rim a fucking 12-metre double-hull catamaran out of his arsehole, I've got to earn a fucking living. So, yes, I do run ads in my fucking magazine. This is a fucking... democracy! Go to Libya if you want to see the editorial all the way through.
Well, all right. Well, what kinds of ads do you typically publish?
Doesn't fucking matter. As long as it's got a pair of hairless tits in it, I'll run it. It's got a fucking man boob in the artwork. The fucking dizzy ring raiders that are reading it think it's editorial. You would be fucking amazed what you can advertise in the gay press if you put a fucking areola in the corner. Phones, cars, life insurance, gardening equipment, worming tablets, toner. Oh. Fuck, I reckon if I went on gay radio and said, fuck me, you mollies, since I switched to McFuckering flavoured sandboys, my melons look like Taylor Lautner stuffed a couple of chicken fillets under his limb for fortnights, I'd be a fucking millionaire by Einstein.
Now, have you got a drag queen writing a column? Yes.
Fuck-o, I do. Diversity is my middle name.
Right.
Well, it's one of my middle names. The other one is Can Fuck Right Off. Yeah, no, well, we have to. You have to.
Yeah.
It's part of the tax you pay. We've got Prue Laps writing a regular gossip column.
Oh, yeah, we know her.
Laps of Judgment. We've got some regular restaurant reviews. Because each week, one of the bussies has usually got a 21st to go to some bullshit, and I just slip an extra fiver so I can get the tiramisu and make a proper article, eh? Don't worry, I dock it from their pay later, by which I mean I fuck it back right out of their mouths when they're sweeping up at the end of the night. And, all the latest, most relevant community news.
Oh, right. Oh. So there is actually news.
Just tugging your chain. Which is no doubt attached to a monster-sized chain of love balls so far up your fat ass you're having trouble swallowing. No, we're not fucking news. We just copy and paste from the local Fairfax website top five most viewed stories. Because it's the only news source we could find that was cheap and trashy enough for fish wrapping like ours.
Okay, well, where can we get a copy of your new magazine then?
Oh, I just come to Starfucks on a Saturday night. If you drink enough, you'll wake up in the park sheltering under one. And look, if you can't afford that, and let's face it, with my bar prices, who the fuck can? For fuck's sake, Steve Jobs would nick water from the Thunderbox taps at bar prices like mine. Oh, look, I'd recommend visiting a fucking queer dentist waiting room in about 4 years' time. Fuck knows, it won't be any less relevant.
Grunty McFuckering. Thank you.
Fuck you. If you call this number again, I'll buy a fucking house so I can just have you evicted. Can I go now? Yeah, I've got four buses to get through before opening.
Yes, please,
thank
please
you,
do.
Grunty. Wow. To infinity and beyond, come
into your arms. Podcast. Oh, dear.
I just looked down at my notes.
Yeah.
We have notes.
I have some notes, which right. I intend to ignore. And the first thing I saw was anal sluts 4. You know, your eye just catches a...
what is that?
Just catches a phrase, anal sluts 4.
Is that your shopping list?
Actually, it's an early draft of my autobiography.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe that's a list of things he's expecting to be delivered from Amazon.
Ah.
But obviously, I've been thinking about the Poofcast. I've been sitting and going, anal sluts 4.
No idea what it's for. Well, I have the same problem with this week's Gator Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Normally we settle on something really early, but we're up to V.
Yeah, it was hard to pick one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I went straight to V for Vendetta because I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
Sure.
But there is a lot. There's a lot in V.
There is.
I liked the idea of V for Vaginas. I liked that idea.
Well, we just wouldn't have anything to say
about
them.
You have no expertise.
Well, no knowledge whatsoever.
But it's not like we don't know anything at all.
No, I know nothing at all.
With vaginas.
Yes.
That could be a thing.
Oh, Bitsy.
Oh, I don't know. I think hers is broken.
Oh, no. Oh,
it does sound a little frayed around the edges.
She's been growled out one too many times.
Get growled
it? She's
out.
A dog. Growled out. Growled out.
This is great.
Oh, Zing. Lord.
Oh, and then there's like V for venereal disease.
Venereal disease.
Venereal.
Which one of you has written on this piece of paper V-line trains?
It might have been me. I'm not sure. It would have made perfect sense at the time.
How do we go from venereal disease vaginas V-line trains?
And it's only in Victoria. It's like the country trains in Victoria called V-line trains.
V-line. That is a busy train. Like, in fairness, that is a busy trip to Vendigo. If you're jammed in some venereal disease, a vagina and a vendetta. That's...
Unless it was not V-line trains, it's the V-line that you get on your...
Cum gutters.
The cum gutters.
Cum gutters on your pelvis.
On your belly.
Your little shape.
I've actually got those.
Really?
Not through muscle definition. I've got just enough body fat to make it look like I've got it.
You've got a really defined pot.
I have, yes. It's very small and it's just, just enough to make it look like I've got those lines. It's great.
Oh. It'd be pretty hard to make a whole episode out of cum gutters.
Yeah.
Like that, even for us. Even for us. We're talking to Reese Nicholson about cum gutters. So what do you think, Reese? I think they're great. Oh, okay. Terrific. Mel Muddle, who would be the top or the bottom out of each cum gutter? Obviously. I think we can do cum gutters.
We can't do cum gutters.
We can't really do Vicks Vapor Rub either.
No, that's
what
weird.
Was that for?
I don't know. Maybe someone was trying to use it as a lube or something. I'm not sure.
Vase ass.
Vase ass
like a vase.
An ass like a vase. Vase ass.
What's that Sophie Tucker joke that, you know, the bit middler one where
the husband comes home with flowers.
Yeah.
And he says, yes. Honey, you're going to be on your back all weekend. What? Like we don't have a vase?
Yay. Yay. Yeah. And that was pretty much all of the material we could do on
about vases.
Vindictive. Because queens are
vicious queens.
Or vapid queens.
Vacuous queens.
We've done our twink special.
We have.
It's a very pessimistic letter, V, isn't it?
It is. Viagra, though, that's looking up.
Hey! Well, maybe we should talk about Viagra and drugs.
All right.
And the various, you know.
All right, yes.
Things that go on.
Have you ever tried Viagra?
No. I have interviewed a porn star.
Oh, yes.
And I said, he was saying, sometimes I use chemical enhancements. And I said, like Viagra. And he said, well, for Viagra to work, you still have to be interested in the person.
Right.
And if you're not interested, it's not going to get hard and the Viagra's not going to make it stay hard.
I was listening to a podcast Brent Corrigan was doing. Porn star Brent Corrigan was doing actually just yesterday. And he was talking about Viagra and everyone uses it all the time. But he was saying that some of the like really full-on guys get an injection.
Yeah.
You inject a thing right into your little penis.
Whoa. That's what this guy was saying. It's an injection and it...
And that signs you up for, hang on, 8 hours.
Yep.
That is a full work day of bone.
Really?
Eight hours of fuck.
That must just begin to hurt after
that
a while.
That is Dolly Parton, 9 to 5, oh straight bone. What's for lunch? An erection. What are you doing after work? An erection. What's on at 3 o'clock? I've got a fucking erection.
Oh my
8 hours.
Well, I mean, you know, it takes, like, it. Having just made a television program off this, you know, you get through 5 minutes of footage in a 9 to 10 hour day.
Yeah, but porn shot differently than
not
other
really.
Television, I reckon.
Not, you know, I reckon you get through 12, 13 minutes in a day.
Mm.
And those, like, if you look at a porn film, like, each scene is about 10 to 12 minutes long.
Yeah. So that's like a day's
shooting. That would
shooting
be a full day's shoot, because it's like, oh, now we're going to set the cameras up
shoot.
Over here.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Because, yeah, if you think about it, it's like, you know.
I guess.
All the long shots and stuff and all the.
Long.
Yes. Sorry. And you know where you can't quite see the penetration. No one's being penetrated at those points.
Yes. That ruined porn for me. That
Knowing that.
That it was all fake.
When you don't actually see it, it's not happening.
How much television have you filmed?
Well, a lot, but now I'm really super aware of it. You know, you can watch porn and you get into the kind of fantasy of it.
That they're actually fucking.
Well, yeah, you suspend your disbelief, but ever since I learnt that, I have done a lot of television. I know that's how it's shot, but I don't know. I didn't think
you thought
it applied
they wouldn't
to
have
porn.
Done that before, for but porn. No, for porn, no. It's real.
Yeah, absolutely.
But weren't you saying a couple of weeks ago that they only shoot half of it and they just repeat the footage quite often?
The penetration, yeah. When you have a close-up penetration in porn.
When it's just a,
Maybe they film that for maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
Like just enough.
It's just like a...
Oh, so just the close-ups.
Yeah.
Just the penetrative close-ups.
Yeah, and then they cut to the guy fucking the other guy that you can just... You can't really see if anything's going in anywhere, but...
Right, and that's just them jigging
position.
Around.
Yeah.
Right.
And the guy's like, it's her. Yeah, and then they cut back to... The start of the footage from before of the penetration.
Or they just they just film one thrust and just make it into a GIF. That just plays over and over and over again.
Because the other thing, you know, like when you watch porn, the penetrative aspect of it is in, say, a 10, 12-minute scene is maybe a minute or 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's not very long.
Yeah, there's a lot of rimming.
Yes.
There's a lot of cock sucking.
Yep.
Yes.
Like there's, you know, you would need a boner for all of that with some guy you're not actually interested in.
Mm.
So you would need it for 8 hours.
You would need it for 8 hours.
But that can't be good for you. An 8 hour bone, it can't be healthy.
And imagine getting just an injection in your penis. Just, just makes me go, wow.
It is pretty revolting.
Yeah.
How did we end up on this?
I don't know.
Oh, Viagra.
Viagra.
But if you finished early, you wouldn't want to go, well, I've got another 2 hours of bone to get through.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and
bang the cat.
Bang the cat. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go shopping because I can carry 3 bags.
I'm going to unblock the toilet with this thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're just the waste of bone just to sit around.
I'm just going
to
sit at home and wait for Mormons to knock on the door.
Sorry, I've got excess bone.
Yeah.
Sorry
How
about
that. How would you get your pants back on?
Oh.
I know, you'd have to have specially fitted bone pants.
Bone pants.
Because when I was, you know, a younger man, there was a lot of putting pants on with a boner. It was always up.
Yes.
You know, when you're like a teenager, it's always, that's why you wear tracksuit pants most of your teenage life. But, yeah, nowadays, if it's hard, I'm like, oh, well. Yeah.
I just won't wear pants.
Yeah. It's going to empty it into something. Are you awake?
No. Good. This will be easier.
Yes.
This will be simpler.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8-hour bone.
8-hour bone. Let's all think about that for a little while.
Yeah. I need to go to the toilet. I'll be back in half an hour.
I'll be back in 7.5 hours.
I want a big, strong bloke to fuck me in the ass. Or is that a bit tough for you and your pussy-loving mates?
Hoofcast.
Well, it's time for interrogation.
Interrogation.
Where we harass some member of the celebrity community or comedian or other.
Other is appropriate.
Yeah.
The Q and the GLTBIQ. And so this week we're interrogating everyone's favourite broho.
Yes.
Our token heterosexual.
Yes.
Tom Ward. Wardy.
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 I think it's funny that I'm the most heterosexual person you
can find. Yeah. Really? Have you seen us, for God's sake?
My girlfriend is currently outside getting buckets of black toxic sludge out of the garden, and I'm inside in my bed waiting to talk to three men on their gay podcast.
Why is there toxic sludge in your garden?
Big night at Club 80.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
He's got a girlfriend. He's obviously not gay.
They all do, Adam. Yeah. They all do.
His girlfriend's name's Gary.
Is that what it means when you're straight?
Yeah.
See, the girlfriend. I get it. Yeah.
You see, the thing is, if you were actually sincerely straight, there's a risk that we would like lose our shit and just jump you.
Yeah. Which
oh
is
my
why.
God, he's on the turn. Let's go.
That's why he's
that why
on the
I
phone.
Always have to do these, via the phone.
Yeah. It's like a Hannibal Lecter. It's like a straight acting Hannibal Lecter. Yeah.
We can't be trusted because one of us would probably jump you.
Statistically
risky.
Speaking, yeah, it would be one of three of us.
Yeah. And because Toby and I are in relationships, it'd be Scott.
Oh, it's flattering.
And there's no saying no to Scott.
No, there is no saying no to me. Tom.
You can't stop
Wardy,
the Titanic.
There is no saying no to me. It
you
rubs.
Can't stop the Titanic from going down, darling.
Exactly.
It will, whether you want it to or not.
What is that laugh?
What was that? Just the.
I turned into prolapse for a minute.
You did.
You can't stop the Titanic.
Oh, God.
No. So it's just like a fucked up, you know, like one of those lines that Bruce Willis does before he shoots someone in the face.
Yeah.
You know? I'll be back. You can't stop the Titanic from going down. Like, I'm trying to think of like an iceberg thing. Like, and his iceberg is 9/10 submerged.
No.
There you go. Fact, icebergs can't be made to sound like a cock. There you are.
All right, well, we should start the interrogation.
Yes.
Interrogation.
Let's get to the questions.
All right. Your time starts now. do you have, question one, do you have a same-sex crush? Have you got a crush on a man?
Well, yeah.
Yes?
Okay. So, not so much anymore, but...
Well, hang on. Something we're all just secretly hoping that it's us. All right?
Don't destroy
sorry,
my dream.
Sorry.
You guys can assume that the three of you are a given.
Oh, okay. Right. Fair enough.
Thank
fair
you,
enough.
Yeah.
My God, he's a brown nose.
No, my answer is actually really gay. It's that guy from Weeds. I don't know if you've seen him. He's also...
Oh. Hunter Parrish. He was in 17 again.
Oh.
Was he?
Yeah. It was him and he and Zac Efron had a fight in the school cafeteria.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that guy.
Hunter Parrish.
That is fully gay and
that is pretty gay.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll pay that.
Okay,
I'll pay that. If you'd gone like, you know, Costa from SBS or something.
Yeah. a little
freaked out. But Hunter Parrish.
What is it
sense.
About him, though? What draws you to him?
I don't know. I just have a crush on him.
Well, he speaks very highly of you.
Yeah.
You never know your luck in the big city.
All right, so, Tom.
I just want to say, you know what I've noticed about straight guys when they answer that question?
Yeah.
It's like they'll get together and they'll all decide on the same person.
Oh, right. They all go Clooney in one big gang.
I'd love to go Clooney in one big gang. That sounds great.
Why is that? Why do they... Like, obviously, you've not sat down with your friends and said, oh, Hunter Parrish, hot.
Yeah.
Well, I think the problem is my friends are gay.
That would be it.
So that does happen.
That would be it.
Good answer. Because you've got gay friends, there probably isn't an answer to this question, but is there something about, you know, the practice of homosexuality or just the being that you're curious about that's, you know, that we can clear up for you here at the Talking Poofy Brains Trust?
Brains Trust?
What I don't get is, you guys, why do you have the groups? Okay, so the...
What? The group.
Why do you have
They're called orgies.
I don't think that's what he's talking
about.
Oh,
sorry.
What groups?
The groups.
No, like the subcategories.
Like twinks like bears, and cubs twinks. And...
What are cubs? I only know bears and twinks.
Oh, bears are like younger cubs. Small.
Cubs are like younger bears.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Cubs are younger, yeah.
Because you guys are already... You know, a minority.
So, blanket apology
over any ignorance.
Well, you know when you go to a gay man's house and everything's just perfectly neat and ordered, and you go through, you know, all the sheets are on, you know, one shelf, and all the towels are on the other.
We're basically thread count.
Yeah, we're doing that with ourselves.
Yeah,
it's all about keeping things neat, and it's all about. Okay, who do I want
to? How many options that you have to categorize?
Exactly, and it's all about who do I want to root. Okay, I like big guys. I'll go with bears, and so you can. It's just basically to find websites, I think.
I thought it was more about, you know, when you come out, you go, oh, finally, I belong somewhere, and then you go, I look nothing like this pack of skinny blonde freaks.
Yeah.
So it's about like re-belonging again and again, yes. And smaller and smaller and smaller until you know have a group of two of you who are okay. We are the gay bear and one lesbian fans
clown
of
doctors.
Xena, the warrior princess, who all happen to work at the Alfred Hospital.
It's like any kind of tribalism. It's just a really efficient way of giving voice to internalized self-loathing.
Yeah, right, perfect.
But I will say this. It is gay culture, that kind of tribalism is really good at turning, like, anything can be good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in mainstream culture, like being overweight is really frowned upon. But in gay culture, no problems, you're a bear.
Yay.
Oh my God, bears are so hot. I'm taking my shirt off and showing my gut to everyone.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's like in mainstream culture, like being a one-eyed syphilitic pederast frowned upon. In gay culture, you're a osprey eagle. And there's a club for you. You know, they just it does get ridiculous, though, the niches, you know.
It is out of control.
Like, Thursday night is pajama baking night at the Exchange. Come on down, all you pajama bakers.
What would I be in?
What would you be in?
You would be straight up twink.
Twink.
Straight up twink.
Yeah,
twink. Straight up twink.
Oh, well, I don't know if he'd be straight up twink.
No.
But
you'd have a twink straight up him.
Yeah.
Do you wax? Do you wax, Tom? This is an important question.
I'm quite hairy.
Quite hairy. Could be cubbish.
But he's quite thin, though.
Was it otter? Is it otter?
I thought otter was hairless.
Is it otter hair? I thought otter. See, this is
where you get confused.
What about
otter was like just hairy and skinny.
Look, if we don't know, then nobody does.
Make one up. You know
he's
what
a
you
bink.
Are? You're
he's
a bink.
He's a bink. He's halfway bink. Between a bear and a twink.
You're a bink.
A bink.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a hairy twink.
My other question, which was just, every gay guy I know, they're all smarter than me.
I don't know if that's got anything to do with their sexuality. I think it's got more to do with you.
Okay, that might be to do with me.
No, I think
is it
Tom...
just me, or is there a lot of smart gay guys, or are there dumb gay guys?
Oh, there are dumb
there
gay
are
guys.
So many dumb gay guys. How else?
Are you listening to who you're talking to?
Yeah.
How else do you think Kylie became popular?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not like they were sitting around on the Manhattan Project trying to concoct the atomic bomb, and they went, I just can't, Einstein can't figure it out, Oppenheimer can't figure it out. You know what we need? Kenneth Williams.
Yeah. No, you know what the problem is, Tom? Because you hang out with so many gay guys, they're probably all talking about gay things, and that makes you feel stupid that you don't know the entire history of Liza Minnelli's marriages. You know, that will make you feel inferior. But it's not that you're stupid. It's just that you're not, you know, it's not genetically hardwired to find out who Liza Minnelli was married to.
I know. It's like when someone says Nathan Buckley to me, I just go, I don't know. What's happening?
Yeah.
It makes you feel stupid when people talk about sport. Yes. You're like, oh, I'm dumb.
But also there might be that thing that, you know, when we were all growing up, we, you know, we instead of going doing things like having friends, we would sit in our rooms and read books.
I was too busy reading books to do anything sporty, so now I'm clever and I'm going to rub it in.
Well, look, maybe. I mean, how many times, come on, fellas, how many times have you been at the Peel in the courtyard having a conversation about analytical geometry?
Oh, if I had a dollar every time.
Yep, yep. And then you get into some argument about Jungian analysis.
Oh.
And then someone says, look, we'll have to do the astronomy lecture later because it's half shots time.
Well, yeah, I know. The number of times I've gone into a cubicle at the Peel in the toilet and discuss quantum physics.
It I just, know.
Oh, while man. Getting bummed off.
Yeah.
I also think maybe it's just that some guys are too dumb to realise they're gay.
Oh.
Do you know what? I think there's something in that sometimes. I think if people don't have a certain level of self-awareness, they don't think about it, they come home just going, oh, I had a shit day. Oh, I feel a bit sad. Oh, I'm going to watch some Olympic diving. That always makes me feel comfortable for some reason. and just don't think about it any more carefully. I think there's genuinely something in that.
Oh, dearie me. Well, Tom, I think we've run aground on the time issue here, sadly. Oh my God! I want to get him back in for another interrogation. I'm enjoying this.
Shall we interrogate him
again
next week?
Yeah, let's probe him again next week.
Hey, listen, I hope that toxic sludge thing works out all right.
Yeah.
I have to go and do that now.
Oh.
All three of these men are gay.
Poofcast. Now here's something controversial.
I have been searching for a new low for the Poofcast.
Yeah. Well, please provide.
I was. Do you ever watch True Blood?
Yes.
You know the brother of the guy that turns into a dog?
Oh, yes.
This show's so bizarre.
Yeah.
the
evil one who was stealing from him and, like, you know, like was working at the bar.
Yeah. Who I thought was kind of hot. And I always have to do that thing where I have to Google them to make sure I'm not perving on an underage kid.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
The Lautner effect.
Yeah. So I Googled and I was like, oh, yeah. And then I found he was in a short film about two brothers that ended up having a gay relationship.
Oh.
And then all these, like, posts and there's apparently been a few, you know.
Awkward when you break up. Christmas is weird.
But, you know, there's a whole bunch of films, you know.
On the bright side, you don't have to meet his parents.
No, that's true.
Legitimate films about gay incest as opposed to the other kind.
Mm-hmm.
And because the thing is, you know, supposedly incest is frowned upon because you don't want to make Hmong babies.
Yes, it's genetically unwise. Yes.
It's bad. Otherwise, we'll all look like, you know,
the Prince Royal William.
Yeah, the royal family.
Prince William. But I guess when there's no procreation going on.
Oh, yeah, right. Wow. We have to worry about that. Is it okay?
Is it, why does the taboo exist?
To get a bit Band of Brothers on it.
Or is it?
Was this movie like grounded in fact at all? Or is it just some sort of, you know, pervy soft porn Dante's Cove meets Family Feud
It was a short film, so I don't think it was good.
Right. Inevitably at a gay and lesbian film festival.
Yeah. But,
because it is quite a fetish as well. It's like there's kind of, you know, twins and...
Yeah, there's a lot of porn stuff around.
A lot of porn
it,
stuff around about, you know, brothers.
Oh, remember those hot twins that were in La Clique?
Oh, yes.
Oh, the Caesar twins?
Yeah, and they did the...
Oh.
Oh. See, it's kind of hot.
It's
a common thing, isn't it? Common fantasy or fetish or whatever.
Well,
but it's kind of hot when it's other people being brothers and having sex. But do you think of your own brothers or your own family? It's like, no, that's just not right.
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe.
I don't get it.
Are you suggesting that, you know, brothers should be able to fuck and not be frowned upon?
I don't know. I think that's what, you know, the argument is.
It's not about making babies. It's.
Would there be other kinds of mong? fall out from it.
they'd decorate their lounge room retardedly.
Yeah, they'd buy ugly furniture.
They'd match orange and green.
Yeah. Well, just, I don't know. It's a weird thing.
I suppose it's not unhealthy, like, technically, but it'd be pretty fucking weird.
It's a weird dynamic.
If you went to a party, hi, Doug, how are you? Oh, I'm great, thanks. This is Christian, he's my boyfriend, and my brother!
It would be weirder if your boyfriend was an identical twin to you as well.
Twins, I don't see that much of a problem because they're kind of, you know,
they're connected.
And they're the same age. But when you have an older brother or a younger brother, there is kind of a looking up to and a aspiring to
There's
be.
There's a power kind of dynamic.
Someone is taking advantage of someone else. Yeah.
Quite often,
on some level.
Like a younger sibling will be like, I really got into such and such a band or such and such a fashion.
Yeah, because of.
Or sucking cock.
Yeah.
Older brother really switched me on to it.
Yeah.
Like it's, but there is, I mean, yeah, there is kind of a, you know, and surely you wouldn't be like, you shouldn't do that till you're at least 25. Till you can make up your own mind. I don't know. I find the whole thing very bizarre.
It is quite bizarre, isn't it?
But why is it such a fantasy, do you think? Why is there such a thing about it?
I don't know.
I guess there's a lot of people out there who fantasize about their older brothers who are beating their wives. I don't know.
Yeah, it flummoxes me.
It's bizarre.
Flummoxes me.
Yeah.
Like, I get the foot thing more than I get the brother thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about your brother's feet?
I'm masturbating right now.
Ah, okay, right, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know who we should ask?
Yeah.
Whom?
Well, you know, the only expert we have on all things. Cause it's
moral compass.
Yeah, because obviously there's a religious, you know, thing saying Cain and Abel can't suck each other off. Should we call Jesus?
Let's ask Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's just ask him.
Great idea.
Cool.
Hey.
Hello, Jesus.
Hello, boys and homosexuals. How are you doing?
We're good.
You saw the gays in the face?
Yeah, we're gay mostly in the face.
How was Christmas, Jesus?
It was good. I got a lot of birthday presents.
That's great.
I got a Wii.
Really?
Yeah, I got Wii Fit. And that's how I'm fit, and I'm dancing, and I like it.
You have to be careful with those things, because you can accidentally smack the Archangel Gabriel in the face.
I already did. I do that all the time. He hates it. I like to piss him off, though.
So listen, we're trying to figure this out. We're trying to, in fact, Scott's trying to figure it out so hard, he's incapable of speaking.
Yeah, I never get to speak to him.
But we were talking about, gay incest, really.
Yeah.
Like, if there's
Gincest.
Incense? I hate the smell of that. You go to those hippie shops and you buy the secondhand rugs and things and they always smell like
No, hippies. different, Jesus, different. We're talking about, like, two brothers having sex.
Ah, that one.
Yeah.
A lot of people seem to be really turned on by it. And, like, is it technically immoral?
No, that's what you're meant to do.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
You're supposed to only have the babies with the family members. You're supposed to just everybody go in. Just go in and root everyone in your family. And that's what you do. That's why they just got it wrong.
Really? But Jesus, you're an only child.
That's true, but Cain and Abel weren't. They were rooting each other, and that was what was meant to happen.
That was
right from the start. Adam and Eve, they had the babies, and the babies all just went boom, boom, boom. They take each other in the mouth and face. That was what was meant to happen.
Well,
everybody just
well, what,
grew
happened?
Everyone.
What happened? What happened?
Why did it
change? When did it change?
Blame the Pope. He just one day decided not because he had an ugly brother. And he didn't want to do that, and so he just said no.
What about cousins? Can you stretch it to cousins?
Just hook in. Hook in to everybody.
This is pretty weird. I
find it uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with this, Jesus.
Really? I could change my mind.
Could you? Would that be? Would that be?
Yeah, having sex with the families is bad. That don't nobody do it. Because it just gets awkward in the morning. Because, you know, you got
to well, especially
go
if you're sharing bunk beds with your brother, too.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because you have to argue about who's on top, then you have to argue about who's on top. It's just messy.
No, nobody root the brothers, because that's just, well, you know, gay sex is wrong anyway, so don't even do it with other people.
Oh, they see now, oh.
Oh, no, you've swung too far.
Oh, okay, no, I changed my mind again. Root your brother, everything's fine.
Jesus, are you doing something else while you're talking to us? You sound a bit distracted.
I am a little bit distracted.
What are you doing?
I'm having sexual intercourse. Mary McKillop.
Ah, you are not.
I am. And I tell you, it's another miracle.
Jesus.
Yeah, do you want to talk to her?
Yeah.
No. She doesn't want to talk.
She got something in her mouth.
I wasn't going to say it. Because I'm Jesus.
Well, Jesus, you have certainly cleared up and then confused and then cleared up and then confused.
That's the role of religion.
Now, Jesus, are you on Twitter?
Yes, you can follow me on the Twitter.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'll talk to you on Twitter later on today.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye!
Thank you, Jesus.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages?
Podcast. Okay, it's time for Woodja.
Woodja. Yes, of course you would, but would you brag about it?
And yeah. how would you do it?
Mm. Let's go straight to the top. Yep. Let's traverse the corridors of power. Mm. And the biggest guy in the world, probably, would you, Barack Obama?
Oh.
Ooh.
I'd probably be more likely to fuck Michelle.
Really?
I've got a bit of a straight crush on Michelle.
Have you?
Michelle.
She's beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. She's very regal, got a very regal bearing.
You haven't seen Barack Obama in a dress. Yeah, he might look better.
Good point.
Yeah. He's pretty, but I don't think he has any raw sexuality. But Michelle, I think, has sexuality.
She's a goer.
She's sexy.
Yeah.
Do you not find Obama sexy?
I don't find him sexy. I find him aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, like, I'm the same.
He's beautiful and he's a great orator and he looks nice in a suit and he seems very charming in the Karl Stefanovic kind of
way. But he's the most powerful man in the world.
No, but that's not something I'm particularly interested in. But I agree. I can see
Rupert Murdoch's the most powerful man in the world as well, but I don't want to put my hand on that withered old bone.
I'd do James in a pinch. But huge power boner. I'd have a huge power boner.
Oh, look, yeah. I'd do it just to see.
Yeah.
Just to be able to, and I would tell everyone I rooted.
Because you would get to do it in the White House.
Yeah.
And no one's done that since Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. So yeah.
You could get fucked in the Oval Office.
Yeah. Right in the Oval Office.
Take me right up the intern, love.
Yeah, I would. I can't believe you're saying no.
I'm not saying no, I just...
You prefer Michelle.
I prefer Michelle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think she'd have a bigger cock.
I would and tell everyone, but not because I found him attractive and not because I'm attracted to power, just because it's...
You just do it for bragging rights.
I just do it for bragging rights, yeah, totally.
Do you have a lot of sex because of that? Just because you go, oh, that guy's hot, I want to be able to say I fucked him, even though you don't really want to have sex with him.
No, if he's hot and then I want to fuck him. So, but I do enjoy having sex with guys that I can point out later and go, hey, see that hot spunk over there? Bagged him. Yeah.
See, this is the pleasure of being a bottom. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to actually be ready or want it.
No.
You just shove anything up there.
But Obama is the most powerful man in the world. While he's fucking you, he could be starting a nuclear war.
Yeah, totally.
But he's chosen to take time out from his busy schedule.
He's chosen to invade me.
Fuck your ass. Yeah. He has 300 million people to look after, and he's taken time out to lick your ring.
Yeah.
So he could be bombing China.
I see, if we're applying the Hamish Blake test, he would not fuck you in a fort made of cushions.
No, but he would fuck you in the White House made of cushions.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, just in the White House.
Yeah, right.
I think it'll be oak and studded leather.
He could fuck you in a secret underground bunker where the US most valuable 100 people go in case of a meteor.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like him. I'd fuck him, but
I'm just saying, when that media comes, he'll take me.
Yeah.
He's not going to take some dude he hasn't fucked.
Yeah,
he's going to take me.
I said I would fuck him. I just didn't say I'd be excited about it.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
That's because you're racist.
I'm not racist. I want to fuck Michelle. She's a woman. And she's
well, that's okay. We can double date.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Oh, great. I have to look after the kids.
They were just too drunk, too smashed to even know what they were doing. But they were having a great time. They were giggling and laughing and...
Poofcast.
Oh, that has been the Poofcast for another week.
Another one.
There it is.
Done.
There it is.
Exhausting.
Done and dusted.
Don't forget, we are performing at the Comedy Festival in Melbourne. We will be at the Vic's Bar at the Victoria Hotel.
Have they put us in a bar?
They've put us
that is
in a bar.
A bar actually in the room.
Yeah.
Bar it's in a bar.
It's asking for trouble.
Vic's
Holy
Bar at the Victoria Hotel Shitsky. Behind the Town Hall in Melbourne. So if you think of coming to Melbourne for the Comedy Festival, pop on down Fridays and Saturday nights at 11 p.m. We might be there.
We may.
We won't remember it.
The show will
we
be,
might be there. Yeah.
There'll be alcohol and us.
This'll
happen.
Yeah. That's pretty much all we can guarantee.
Yeah, that
it?
It'll happen.
Yeah. It'll happen. Something will happen. Yeah.
Oh, join us next week for the Poofcast. Don't forget, updates always at talkingpoofy.com.au.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.